Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name's Doug. Me love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from an air-conditioned hotel room in Nashville, a.k.a. Hashville, Tennessee, on Monday morning, May 27th, to Ocean's 13. Yesterday, I did a stand-up show at Zany's here in Nashville. Great audience turned out, even though it was a beautiful day outside. They all came inside and enjoyed some stand-up comedy and Graham Elwood taking on audience members in the Leonard Maltin game. And I'll play the audio from the end of that show at the end of this shorty. Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hang on to your potatoes. Looking forward to today's Doug Loves Movies taping at Zany's at 4:20, my second annual Memorial Day show in Nashville. Two of my guests went to see Fast and Furious 6 last night, so I look forward to hearing their thoughts about it and about how dumb it is. I assume it might be brilliant. Who knows? If you haven't listened to my podcast over at the Nerdist Network, Dining with Doug and Karen, please check it out. If you like me and my comedy pals and food, you will like it and be asking for seconds. Madison, Wisconsin, Salem, Oregon, Pittsburgh, PA, San Diego, Minneapolis, New York City. I'm coming to all of you and several other cities this summer. DougLovesMovies.com for dates and deets and links. And thank you to the troops and their loved ones on this Memorial Day. As always, Dolphin Lundgren is a shithead.
Oh yeah, Nashville! Let's hear it! Yeah!
I was trying to do an impression of you.
That's not how I sound.
I wish. What's the prize bag, Graham?
Oh, a copy of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, Doug digs it.
Oh.
Later this summer, World's End, trilogy will be completed.
A stuffed dog?
Yeah, somebody gave me that. I forget in which city. The guy's like, here, have this. And I was like, no, I'm going to pay that forward. I'm going to make someone else be stuck with that thing.
Well, and then...
Oh, that's a great... That's an issue of Savage Henry magazine, comic book thing. And I'm on the cover because it's the Harvest issue. And what else is in there? Smug Life, my CD, double CD. Is that it?
All from a copy of MIT, Grandma's Palm Strike Dance Party.
Palm Strike Dance Party, yeah! All right, you guys, let's see your name tags. We got the monkey, of course. This guy brought
Jurassic
two
Mark
name tags.
Wow, this guy is...
I like that Jurassic Mark.
Fruity Pebbles. You know I enjoy cereal
Fruity Pebbles
a great deal. From Justin to Kelly, sexual reassessment.
Matt and Cheese.
Goes
nice.
Protocol. I don't know what that means. But Leonard Malt gave it a bomb, apparently.
Steven. That what that just says, Steven? On an old magazine? On what?
It's an old dirty magazine.
Oh.
And he's celebrating Side Boob Sunday, as everyone
wow.
should.
What a creep.
Yeah, get your side. Your side boobs out, everybody.
Yeah. Get out your side boobs. Return of the Jedi lunchbox. Very nice.
Who do you want to play against, Graham?
This guy's just holding up Fruity Pebbles. Because he's got gluten free on them. Oh, yeah. Fruity Pebbles are totally gluten free. It's natural sugars in there, too. It's like gluten free crack. Let's go with, alright, Steven. Come on up here with your monkey.
Get up here, monkey man. Suck it up to Graham with your Paul Stretch shirt. Also, I love the way your phone is on your hip there, because you could possibly put that in a pocket. Or
that's not nerdy at all.
Shove it in your monkey's ass.
That is this generation's pocket clip. That's what that is.
And so you have a monkey and it says Steven on it. And what does he love? He's got an I love shirt on.
I love you.
Oh, why does it say press here? What does he do? Oh, okay. Just like woo monkeys. He makes that crazy noise.
So the monkeys are back, ladies and
gentlemen. All right. We're going to play around the letter ball game with Steven. If he wins, he takes home everything in the prize bag. And if he loses, if we have time, we'll bring somebody else up on stage. And this is just between Steven and Graham. So if you think you know the answer, don't yell out. Steven gets to pick a category. Would you like In Theaters Now? That's movies that are in theaters now. Or Four Weddings and a Funeral? That's movies with Frank Sinatra because he had four wives and now he's dead. That category never gets picked for some reason. It's probably because he died before most of my guests were born. And then Dolphin Lundgren. And that is a film with a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both. Yeah. I don't know what that's about. 1.5 stars from Leonard. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1995. He calls it Canadian. He also says it takes place in the very ugly future. And then he also says that this movie runs about 15 minutes longer in Japan. Which is true of a lot of things. So those clues aren't very helpful, that's the point. And Leonard lists 10 names. Yeah, 10 names. So the question is, how many names does Steven think it'll take him to name it? He's going with all 10, because he's a smart player. And he knows what he's doing. Around Elwood.
8.
Says 8.
7. Ooh, okay. I will go.
Should I leave you guys alone for a second?
I will go with 6.
Name that movie.
All right, let's do it.
All right, now, even though this category comes up all the time, keep in mind that Graham is a very straight shooter in regards to Leonard Maltin game and would never, like, look up what movie has Dolph Lundgren or a dolphin or both. And so he's...
I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and you play fair. That's what I like about you. One of the only... There's only two things I like about you. You play fair and you drive the car.
Because I will never let you behind the wheel of a car that I'm in.
Your 6 names? 5 names?
6.
6 are Don Franks, Tracy Tweed, Henry Rollins, Dennis Akiyama, Udo Kier, and Dina Meyer. Those are your 6 names for this movie that has a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both.
And the year was
95.
The clues again?
The clues are, you're never going to get it, and you're never going to get it.
in Vogue.
Did they hop on one foot? Is that how they did that music video?
1995, Canadian, very ugly future. Runs about 15 minutes longer in Japan. Any idea?
Red Scorpion.
That, of course, has Dolph Lundgren in it, but this movie has Dolph Lundgren and a dolphin.
God damn it!
And it's called Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh my God!
He's so mad at himself. Nice job, Steven. Take the prize bag. You get it. You got it, Monkey Man.
You got it. I'll give you the Steve last time.
Yes. I got to see you saw the movie.
Damn it.
You saw that movie.
Yes, I did see that movie when it came out in the theaters in 1995.
I don't think I saw
it. I was on the road at some club and went to a fucking Cinemax, met Cineplex in the middle of nowhere. God damn it, my voice is cracking, I'm so mad.
You're so pissed right now, because it has a mechanical dolphin in it, right? And Dolph Lundgren.
I don't remember Dolph Lundgren in the movie, for some reason. I don't remember...
He got second billing after Keanu Reeves. So he is definitely in there. Along with Takeshi, Ice-T.
That's when Ice-T had film career in the 90s, that's right.
He could get in some films again.
Sure.
He's just too busy solving child predator cases.
Why would he want to go on location for a film when he could stay home and have it?
That's what they should do, is they should reboot the whole, you know, what was the name of the guy that would catch child predators on that show?
Chris Hansen?
Yeah. They should redo it, but Ice-T walks out. And he's like, how do you like that cookie?
And then you just hear click, the door lock, and it's just fucking, he just beat the shit out of that guy. Sean Penn comes in with a fucking pillowcase full of soda cans, bad boy style, and goes, get back!
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen, Graham Elwood! Thank you to all of you that brought name tags today, and of course, be sure to bring some tomorrow, because... all three of my guests will be picking somebody to play for, and I'll have another bag full of stuff that people gave me that I don't want. So, it's very exciting.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.